Well, I want to welcome everyone that's here tonight. Welcome over there. And I want to welcome that one over there. Thank you. Thank you for showing up tonight. And thank you. Welcome those that are on the website and those that were wondering about our website. We are now back in operation. We were down for technical difficulties, but now we are back in full stream. So we welcome you to go back and look at our archives and check out some messages when you have a chance. Tonight I'm here with Pastor Sam to my right and Pastor Tim to my left. And we're going to kind of follow up on a stream that we've been flowing on about entering into the kingdom of God. And there's a whole different disposition that you have to carry when you want to enter into the kingdom of God. There's a world that we live in that we're familiar with, which is operates based on our mind, how we think and reason. And then there's a world that we enter into that is connected with our heart, where we speak about the dwelling place of God and where his commandments are for our lives, and a place that you can resonate or dwell in. And that's called the kingdom of God, which is connected with just the concept of having peace and joy and righteousness. But it's within him, not within yourself. And through that, we are strongly trying to bring out the importance of having a certain character. When you develop a relationship with God, you have to carry a certain character. And that character has a reflection of attributes, which I would say are connected with the fruits of the Spirit. And that requires patience and long-suffering and
meekness,
self-control.
That's a good one.
Yep.
And one of the things that we want to add is, I want to add this to the fruits of the Spirit. I really would. I would like to add this one, and it's called selfishness. But it's not really selfish in
the flesh or the human nature.
Yeah, it's selfish in spirit.
It's basically becoming selfish between you and God.
Correct.
You're allowing your relationship with him being first amongst everything else in the world. So your relationship with him is being selfish with God, where everybody else is second and third and fourth. But we're really reflecting on the battle, where the battle is. And a lot of people think the battle is outside of them, fighting people, fighting your job, fighting all these thoughts outside of you. But the only battle place there is, we spoke about Sunday, is in your mind.
But I thought we were going to talk about selfishness.
I just did.
Oh, we're over that now.
No, did you want to go back and elaborate?
Hey, let's elaborate on selfishness.
The selfishness you're talking about is basically selfishness towards God, you and God. You're saying selfishness, but it's really separating yourself from everybody and everything, which makes you look selfish because you're only concerned about God and nothing else and no one else.
Well, Jesus made the comment, I only do what the Father tells me to do. I only say what the Father tells me to say. And the reality was he was following his heart, knowing that God dwelt in his heart, and he knew his heart and he understood his heart, which comes with those convictions and inspirations, and that's what called him the anointed one. I think it's important to make a clear understanding of what we're trying to say as far as selfishness. And, by just saying, well, I'm, God's first in my life, could come off as religious. I've heard a person, on a religious basis, always pointing, I give God glory.
If the person's religious, but in our circumstance, it's not.
Right.
But if they're religious, they don't say that.
But we got all these listeners out here trying to understand what we're saying.
Well, if you differentiate
that's the point.
Your relationship with God versus a person that is selfish in the world or selfish in human nature, it's all about them when they're in self. You know, everything revolves around themselves. They're very egocentric. It's pride. You know, everything has to be about me. Whereas what we're talking about tonight in the spirit is everything is relative to God. It's like, how can I please him? You know, how do I move in his will? You know, how do I follow my heart and hear his voice? You know, everything's pertinent to God, and it's not relative to all about myself.
Even though it may
seem like it,
perceive like being selfish. But
that's
also,
because people don't understand, though.
Right.
There's an ignorance out there that they don't
understand. And in order to get to that place, too, you have to be honest with yourself. I'd like to say, what do you want? You know, I make comments like, my desire is that you know who you are. And I was sharing with my oldest daughter. We had some time to talk. And I asked her, I said, do you know who you are? Or do you know the meaning of knowing who you are? And she says, I think so, based on what you say. And I said, okay, share with me. And she said, well, to know who you are is to know what you want and know what you like. And I said, you got it. You really do have it. Because the answer of knowing who you are is it's knowing what you want.
Yeah, it's inside.
What do you
you
want?
Yep.
Most people, when you ask them that question, they don't know what they want.
Correct.
So because they don't know what they want, they don't know who they are. I know what I want. My core is I want peace. I want joy. You see? I want righteousness, meaning I want to feel cleansed. I don't want to feel guilty.
Dirty.
I don't want to feel like I did something wrong. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I want that atmosphere around me too. So that's knowing who I am. So if you want to say anything, I'm the Prince of Peace. You see? I'm the Prince of Joy. You see? I'm the standard of righteousness. So I know who I am because I know what I want. So based on that, I judge my situation throughout the day. I don't want that because it's disturbing my joy and my peace. I want that because it's making me feel happy.
Right.
And I feel good. So that defines who you are. And I'm glad that we had that discussion because most people just don't know who they are.
Yeah, they don't know what they want either.
They don't know what they want.
Right.
No.
And that's the core. They don't know what they want.
Or they want all worldly things. That's what you're talking to right now.
Material things.
If you ask them what they want, they're going to want cars, wife, money, the lottery. That's what they're all going to want.
But let's back up just a little bit. The reason why they want that is because they think that makes them happy.
Correct.
So it gets right back to the roots of happiness, peace, and joy.
Or I'll make it say another way. Sarah knew what she knew because what you said. They know what they want because of what this said.
Yeah.
Someone else told them. It's like you told her what she knows. It didn't come from her, but it came from what you said. Just like everybody else, it comes from something else. It doesn't come from what they say. It comes from something else. So you follow me? So it doesn't.
A little bit.
You're talking about like a tradition, or maybe they were told by their parents.
Correct.
Of, hey, you need to be a lawyer.
Or they're being told by their soul. Yeah. Is what you need.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
Which derives from material things.
Right.
Just any kind of desire.
Well, some people, I think, are looking for happiness and they're looking for joy, but they don't verbalize it that way. They say, I'm looking for, I think I'll be better with a bigger home.
Well, love isn't material.
Well,
happiness isn't material.
Yeah,
joy
love
isn't material.
Love is a good.
So if they want all those, it's not material.
Well, the other thing, too, is.
Love could be material, too.
Well,
maybe love. Like. Companionship or sexual.
It's you know, they
it's
want
temporary though.
Yeah, it's temporary.
But when you follow your heart, if you're long to be in peace, joy, and righteousness, and that's what you want, then when you follow your heart, that's when you feel the peace, joy, and righteousness
Yeah, because
you're following.
Yeah, your heart leads you down the path of joy. It leads you to that place, which is called the kingdom of God. And that's why it's so important for us to guide all of us and our listeners to that path and finding who they are.
Well, that's why God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
And all these things,
all the other things
will be added unto you.
Correct.
And these things that you will be added unto
peace,
you,
joy,
forget about the peace and joy. It's what you obtain your peace and joy in.
Right, like if you want to be
desires.
Desires.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Which people who are trying to find themselves look for those desires. But the funny thing is those desires are motivated by the flesh. And why I say the flesh is because fear alters their desires. They want this, but the only reason why they think they want that is because fear is telling them they want that. Maybe security. You follow? And so fear causes them to go in a direction for security when the reality was that's not really what they wanted. It wasn't really the security that they wanted.
And this could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
The fear can derive into anything.
It could,
Well, it could be fear or it could be lust. You could be lusting for more and more and more and more and more just to have.
Because like money or something.
What's the root of all evil?
Love of money.
The love of money is the root of all evil. Mm-hmm. So that's a big, giant factor. It's the root of all evil. All evils come from the love of money.
Yep, the love of
that's
it.
A big, the love of it.
You want more. You covet it, you want it.
Yep.
Some people look at it as, it's not about the money now. You know, it depends on their age
or their
frustration or what have you. But still motivated by your fears and your worries and things of that nature. And, you know, and those are the things that you have to be cautious about because it entraps you.
Yeah.
And then you end up dealing and then
coping with it.
And then you justify by saying, well, this is the way life is.
And that's who you identify yourself as.
There you go, right?
That's your identity. Yep.
And so we want to wake up everyone and say, listen, that isn't your identity.
Right.
What you settled for isn't really your identity.
Well, this is why we're talking about a new life.
Right.
And the new life isn't what we're talking about. It's finding out who you are in the wants and desires of the peace, the joy, the righteousness.
Right. Yeah. Most religious sectors in the Christianity world would say that you have to die to yourself in order to live again. And what they're saying
die to your wants, die to your desires.
Yeah, because the choices that were made were based on the flesh pushing us into thinking who we are. And we think we're living our life, but the reality is we're not really living our life. We're living a life that is out there to rob, steal, and kill the life that we really want. And the way you can gauge a person's life, if they're really living their life or not, is by how happy they are.
Right.
If they're not happy and they're miserable and they're angry, and right there you know that they are not in their life that they're supposed to be living. They need to find a different life. And the life that they're living is not the life that they're supposed to be living.
Right.
And so it has to be altered or changed. And I'm hoping that our listeners out there will begin to realize that, wow, I don't have happiness. I don't have peace. And there's something, I have anger inside me. And there's an issue here that I have to go venture out and find. If not, I'm going to continue to live this gauge of life. Now, the problem with that is, I said this when many, many weeks or so ago, is that when we leave this earth, we end up dying in that condition that we're living in.
Well, yeah, you're going to enter into an eternal life in that condition.
Right. And then when
take it out of it.
Right. And that's why it's so important now to get our listeners to change and take that, you know, awakening of saying, wait a minute, I got to actually have a reality check. And get on my path. And if those out there that are having a problem trying to find their path, I seek counsel, and we'll try to get you on the path that you're supposed to be on. Because I know that sometimes we think that, you know, we need this particular lifestyle or we need that, when the reality is we'll be able to see in your life and say, no, this is the life that you really want. You just don't know it yet. And once you enter into that life, then you're going to find out, wow, this is really a breath of fresh air. I feel really good about it. And then once you really taste and see that new life, even though it's far beyond what you can comprehend, it's the reason is because the flesh life that you were living in, based on fear and worry, was always out to destroy it.
Yeah. And you know what?
And they become your best friends, too.
And the disappointments of life. Mm-hmm. People divert from desires and wants based on prior hurts, prior wounds, prior disappointments.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that you put that up, brought that up, because my next point that I was going to make was the flesh that was leading you into a life of destruction, that was just causing misery and anger and frustration and taking your peace and joy away, ultimately created a house to live in.
To live in.
And once you start venturing out to live that life that you didn't think that you could live, and you start living that life and you find yourself, those individuals, those little creatures, I call it, those little critters that developed that life of yours that stole your peace and your joy, actually leave the house because they can't live that life right. that you're living. It's not meant for them to live in that household. So they have to leave. So you actually become supernaturally delivered. You actually become a better person. You actually become better as an individual. You become more joyful, more peaceful, more loving, everything. It's the most incredible thing. It becomes self-deliverance. It
Correct.
It's like self-deliverance.
If you resist the enemy has to leave. You resist it, it goes.
Yeah. Yep. And so when you find out that path that you're to get on, and you get on that path, like really being honest, this is not what I want. And most of the time, you're going to have to fight fear. 99.9% of the time, you're going to have to fight fear. Yep. So if you want a life change, look at what you're afraid of, and then fight that situation, and then you'll end up entering into the life that you're supposed to have. I always say, that's why there's a verse that I love so much. Perfect love casts out all fear. So fear is like the muscle man of your life being stolen.
Well, fear also causes complacency to the point where you're like, I'm okay now right here because I don't want to move forward because of the fear. Mm-hmm. You know, and it basically debilitates you.
We said a while ago, where you get complacent, and the next minute you know, you say, well, this is just the way life is.
Correct.
When
you're stuck.
Yeah, and you guys are just talking a fairy tale, and it really doesn't exist. You can't get any happier than this. You can't get any joyful than this.
They accept it. They accept that as life.
Well, then
it doesn't get any better than this.
Well, then this is what they come up with. They say, well, no, you get more happier by making more money, or you get more happier by maybe creating more of a career for yourself. Rather,
what
than
they start doing is they start looking.
Yeah,
they start looking out there for any avenue to try to create happiness. They try every avenue possible.
Exactly right. The vacation or the new car,
buy a new book, new tape.
They go from temporary fix to temporary fix to temporary fix, but it never gets fixed.
No.
It's only temporary.
No.
It's like putting a Band-Aid on a humongous puncture wound.
But they don't. But they can't believe that you can actually obtain a really high joy and a real high peace with nothing.
Right.
You see?
Right. They think you need something.
Yeah, they think you need something in order to bring this joy and peace.
Right.
I'll feel much better if I had this. I'll feel much better if I was with them, or I feel much better if I was over there, or whatever it might be. When the reality is, you should be able to find all that sitting in that chair doing absolutely nothing.
Less is better.
You should be able to be content doing nothing. You should be able to just sit in a lawn chair out in the park bench and just be like, woo, I feel good. And it's possible because
it is possible.
You need to chip at the fear that has encamped around our life so much, that has brought us to that complacent spot that says, well, this is life. When the reality is, it's not life.
Right.
And I hope our listeners begin to start listening to us so that they will be honest with themselves and start looking at why are you not happy? Why is it that somehow or another you feel entrapped or you can't do anything or whatever it might be, because they're all lies that steal us. They steal from us. And it's important to be delivered from all that. It really is, in order to obtain the life that we're trying to ask people to obtain with us. I want to say with us, because we're growing in it more and more every day, and we want to take everyone with us on this journey. This is the purpose of this ministry. Come follow me, you know? We're going somewhere. Follow us, you see? And hopefully we'll be able to give you that life that you're looking for. But we were talking about selfishness. So getting back on the selfishness part of it, now that we have a pretty good idea why we have to start becoming selfish, because when you do start saying, I'm not happy and this is what I want, most of your surroundings aren't going to like it. They're not going to like it. Even you may not. You'll argue with it.
At first,
yeah. Yeah, you'll argue with it.
Well, the soul's going to argue with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't want it.
Based on, you know, your financial situation, maybe you can't afford it, or maybe you think that if you did make that step forward, who's going to manage or maintain this while I'm gone, or whatever it might be. You know, there's a lot of scenarios of fear.
Thoughts.
Tormenting thoughts. That's a good point. That enter into your head. And that's, I want to call fears like our strong men. The strong man in all of us is fear.
Yep.
You know, that's why we need that perfect love. And if we love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, we can get into that perfect love and fight the fear by surrendering all these issues to Him.
And fear's best friend is rejection. They kind of go hand in hand.
They do, too, because when you start to realize that you have conflicts on the outside, then what is people going to think about me, you know, or you know, they, because most of the time when you make these moves, you have a lot of people's opinions, you know, oh, you're not ready for that, or you can't afford that, why would you do something like that?
You're not good enough.
Yeah, you're not good enough, you know. I looked on the news the other day and I saw this real old gentleman, and actually an old woman, who ended up getting her college degrees finally. And it was like, I can imagine everybody saying, what are you doing that for? Why are you even making an effort?
There was something here they wanted to do.
Yeah, it was something that they just felt like they wanted to do. And so they did it, you know, and I'm like, I'm happy for them, you know?
Yeah. It was completion inside of them on certain
things. I'm not saying that he might have, as soon as he graduated. But hey, at least he did it, right? The motivation of fear kept him going. Outside of fear left him. He came into the perfect love. That was the last.
That was the last he heard
of. Yeah. But, you know, needing that, coming into that selfishness, you have to start looking at that selfishness as, like Pastor Sam said earlier, your relationship with God. When you begin to look in your heart and you begin to be honest with yourself, that relationship develops deeper with God. And now you need to feel like you need to be obedient to God. You follow your heart.
Yes.
You follow your heart.
Yeah.
You know, and you begin to follow your heart. And
despite what other people may want you to do or ask you to do. You know, look, we're not saying that you're constantly going to say no to people, but you're going to be inspired and you're going to be motivated by what your heart's telling you to do.
Yeah. And then you'll have conflicts.
Yeah.
Like when Jesus said to Peter, get behind me. You know, you can tell the frustration. Get behind me, Satan. I mean, he was pretty frustrated at that point. I think his tolerance level was getting low, and then he threw the Satan bomb at him, the S bomb at him. Well, get behind me, Satan!
Because he had told Peter, "Hey, I got to go over to Bethlehem or whatever it was to do this," and Peter's like, "Ah, oh, you don't got to do that." And,
right?
You know, he was trying to convince him not to go, and he's like, "Well, my heart's telling me I have to go. I'm following God's word."
Here. Right? You don't have the mind of God.
Right?
You don't have the mind of God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
But it's everybody has a path in their heart with God. Mm-hmm. You know, Pastor Sam is different than Pastor Jim. Pastor Jim's different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's different than Pastor Sam's.
And let me chime on that one. Hold that. Yep. And that's what makes a really good relationship, knowing this truth, because I can't question Sam on his mm-hmm. decision. I can't question you on your decision, you know, because we know that you're following the heart.
Yeah.
So who are we to judge?
To
who are we to judge?
Right.
And if everyone can take this truth, no one can judge anyone, and no one can really push their opinions or their like, so they can't be like Peter and say, oh, no, you can't go. And then he doesn't have to say, get behind me, the S-bomb.
Well, you know what? And as you mature in this, you will realize you won't even judge yourself because you're following your heart. You're following the will of God in your life, voice.
And that's what
Paul says. You can't judge yourself.
Right. Paul says, I don't even judge myself because he began to fall into this oneness with self or oneness with God, however you want to identify it with. I want to say it's no longer I that lives, but he that lives within me. So it's no longer, you know, me, so to say.
It's a divine nature.
It's a divine nature.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a divine nature. I'm taking on a divine nature now, and I am living out the divine nature. So now I become a celestial being, not
terrestrial.
A terrestrial. I'm now a celestial.
Yeah.
And I believe that's where, you know, your true born-again experience comes, or your resurrection. And then you actually develop a power. Because I feel that when you do start walking in that realm, I truly believe a manifestation of all these things are added unto you.
Yep.
And creation begins. And just certain things just begin to unfold far beyond what you can comprehend or imagine. And that's when we really, truly receive our inheritance. That's when we truly receive our blessings. And this is why I get so excited. I mean, I'm like, I really can't wait to dive into this deep, because I want to see the supernatural really unfold for itself, you know?
Well, you know, also there's a scripture verse where God says, when you're young, you follow your fleshful desires, and you go and serve it, you go and do that path, you know, because your fear is steering you in that direction. But as you mature in this truth, you go places that you don't want to go, because it's your flesh doesn't want to go there,
mm-hmm.
but by your spirit, by the heart, it's directing you to go that way
and
follow that path.
And then could you just imagine the doors that might open up, or the people that you may meet,
supernatural,
and the opportunities that might develop? I mean, it says far beyond what you can comprehend or even imagine. So we can't even, like, create an imagination of the blessing and the power and the inheritance that God has laid out for each and every one of us.
I'm glad you brought that up. How many times, I mean, even in ourselves, where we're in the flesh and we're trying to create this path, and a door slams in our face. Nothing happens. We get frustrated, right? But when we give into the heart, we follow the heart, doors open up that we never thought were even going to open up before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the truth that we're talking about. Like, God supernaturally does things in our life because we're obedient to where he's leading us. And in our mind, it's like, that's the craziest idea I've ever thought of. But you know what? I'm going to follow it. And look what happens. God does something supernaturally, something miraculous, something awesome. And it's like, holy crap, I can't believe even happened, you know?
Well, you know, even take it one step further, I think it's mandated. I don't even think it's like God does it. I think it's mandated.
Correct.
It automatically,
It's his law.
It's on a timeline, and our thinking will slow the timeline down or speed it up.
Yeah.
It can delay it or take it away.
Or take it away.
Desert.
You know, take it away. When we first had an experience in here, you know, the world gives you lies that create fear, worry, and anxiety. The world's going to feed you all the ingredients to create fear, worry, and anxiety in you. But then there's a truth about God that brings peace, joy, and righteousness away from the fear, worry, and anxiety. And when we first came in here, all we had in us was the fear, worry, and anxiety thoughts. That's all we had. So Tim and I, we would go to work all day long, get all the lies in our head, and then on the way over here, I'm like, I got to get these lies out of my head. Every night we came in here and we just practiced meditating on the truth and getting the lies out of our head every day until we started cleaning our brains out. Mm-hmm. You know, we are all inundated with lies that create fear, worry, and anxiety. But when did we start the process of bringing truth in to take those fear, worry, and anxiety out? Mm-hmm. This is what being selfish is about. It's about cutting off the world that creates the fear, worry, and anxiety, mm-hmm. and coming into this relationship where you're only you and God, and all he does is rubs your head and says it's all going to be okay.
You know, I'm glad that you made that point, because there was an individual that was going through a situation in his life, and we took him under his wing, and I told him, you need to just stop. Take a year or two sabbatical. You don't have to do anything. You got everything. You got a roof over your head. You got food coming to you. You know, just stop. He couldn't do that.
No, because we've had this in our – this has been your whole entire life up to this point has been nothing but lies, nothing but fear, worry, and anxiety. These lies that are in our foundation, what makes us up, has created fear, worry, and anxiety, and we have yet, and we're just starting to create a foundation of truth that's going to battle the lies.
Well, that's our identity.
That's our identity.
Well, that's what happened with this individual. He thought he was losing his identity. He thought he was losing himself, which he was.
He was losing the fear, worry, and anxiety, the foundation that was created by the lies.
Yep. And he couldn't cope.
Yep.
He couldn't cope. He was getting afraid to lose his life.
Yep.
Which was hell.
Yeah, which was hell. Well,
defending your hell life.
It's just like the Israelites when they wanted to go back to Egypt.
No kidding. You they know, said that.
Because they
sent us back to
they
Egypt.
They couldn't cope with the fact that they're...
Put us back in slavery.
Yeah.
They said that.
Yeah. Because their mind was so wind
saturated
up.
Because they didn't get what they wanted fast enough.
Well, that too. But at the same time, think about it.
They're murmuring, complaining.
That's it.
But think about it. You're out in the desert. There's nothing there.
Nothing grows here.
They're like,
whoa. Listen, that's where you're wrong. He took them around the outside, which was the scenic part with mountains and streams, instead of straight through, which was all desert, because he knew they were going to complain. So he took them around the long way around.
The pretty part.
Because he knew that if he took them straight through the desert, they never would have made it. They would have bitched the whole time. From the beginning to the end, they would have complained. So he said, let me take you around the outside where it's a little more scenic, a little more streams, some hills, some mountains here. They're pretty for you. And they still complain.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He took them the long way. Yeah.
Wow.
Took them the long way.
And they still complain.
They had a straight path. He was like, nope, let's go around Gideon this way. Let's go this way. That's where he took them, around the outside. To avoid the rough path.
And they still couldn't.
They still bitched.
They said, take me back. Well,
put us back in slavery. Well, it's better than waiting on God to feed us.
Well, that's kind of like what happened to that individual, and he ended up going back to the vomit. But you know, it's a shame, and I think that's why the Bible says, "Those who overcome, I will grant them a seat next to me."
Because you struggle.
You have to be willing to work at this.
Yeah.
This takes effort.
Big time.
Listen, this takes you having to stop following the lies in your head and make an effort just to listen to truth. Here's the whole effort. You push a button, play button, you hit a CD. That's the whole effort. That's what it takes.
It's
because
good
if you if you put these CDs on,
and listen, we have Vimeo back up.
If you put CDs on or the website every day, I can get it in my car now. I can get it right through my car, through my phone, and you can listen to messages every day.
What you said earlier, sit in a room, make it quiet, and just sit there and meditate by clearing your thoughts.
Yep.
Even if it's 10 minutes.
That's the beginning.
At least it's the beginning.
Being in self-control.
If you do that every day, eventually you won't need to sit in a room. You'll actually do it while you're driving.
But you know what? It does help to have a CD on in the beginning, because your mind will go drive you nuts. So something to think of that's telling you truth.
Right.
Like something over and over. Like I agree with you. Yeah.
But something, just in the beginning, because if we didn't have music, we'd have been like, look at each other going like, yo, what are we doing, dude?
We're like the three penguins when you end up in Antarctica.
This guy was already out. Me and you were like running around like, what are we doing here?
Like, this sucks.
But I'll tell you this, that spending that time took away that foundation that was laid of the lies. And now we've been transformed. We have been born again of a new foundation of truth.
When we first came in this, so difficult to shut off.
Yes.
I mean, we were tormented through fear and worry.
Doctrinal lies.
I mean, we came from religion. I mean, we were purebred religion where we're running around going, praise God, praise Jesus, all through the streets, and people are looking at us like we got five heads, you know? But it's the truth. I mean, we were acting like that because we had a form of godliness, but we didn't have any power. We couldn't deny thoughts. We couldn't deny ourselves. And
we were still... had fear, worry, and anxiety overtaking us every day.
But as we got into this truth, and we're still going through it, but we're to a point now where we can catch those thoughts
exactly
and start to eliminate them.
And get rid of them down.
See,
yeah.
Now what we just said was where most people don't want to admit it.
Yeah,
that they're still, even though they could be Christians, even though they could have a so-called walk with God.
Or just think that they're a good person.
A good person. If you're still,
they think they arrived.
If you're still inundated with fear, worry, and anxiety, like you find yourself losing your peace every day and you can't get it back and you can't control yourself and you lose your keys and you get pissed off and you're pissed off all day long and you can't stop being pissed off, you have a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not free.
You're sick.
You're being controlled by something that's not you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. What the biggest blessing is if you can find someone like us who are really looking out for your best interest.
Yeah, we have nothing desire. There's no desire for us.
Exactly.
Except
right.
for your soul, except for your spirit.
Exactly right. And we want you to find your path, and we want you to find that life so that you can be a testimony.
Yeah.
You know, nothing greater.
And you can help others.
Exactly right. Saying, look, I had to actually humble myself. I actually had to trust an individual. You know, I think that's what Jesus was trying to say.
And I found the truth.
Yeah, do you believe me? Do you believe on the one that was sent? Do you believe? And when they said yes, and he started guiding them and directing them. And I would hope that our listeners out there would say, hey, I want to believe you guys. I want to trust you guys and interact with us, connect with us. Come out and see us. And we'll be able to see within your life to say, look, let's get to the roots of these issues. And then let's work on battling the fears.
Yep.
And everything will be okay. You know, we'll help
you.
What do you
think is holding you back?
Exactly.
Fear?
Right.
Worry?
And we're not
anxiety?
We're not
what
any different
you back?
From you. We're not any different from them.
No.
We've all gone through this. We've all been battling. We still battle these thoughts. But we have a concept and a truth that we overcome.
Well, we went down the hell, grabbed the keys, and came back up. Correct. Now we got your keys.
Yep.
Now we got
we
open
your
up.
Keys.
That's right.
In
now,
our hand.
Now we can open up your prison door.
We don't want them.
And help you out.
Come get them.
Jesus battled it to the very end. Like even when he went to the cross to die on the cross. I mean, he battled those thoughts, you know, and thinking, well, damn it, do I have to go through this thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Father, if be your will, let this cup pass, you know? Mm-hmm. If not, all right, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm just paraphrasing, but that's the truth. I mean, he even got scared even getting up on the cross, you know?
He sweat blood, dude.
He sweated blood.
He sweat blood.
I mean, think of that image.
That's tough.
You know?
I'm glad that I live more of a civilization.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I don't have to be persecuted right now. We have a little bit more freedom of speech
for 5 years in this
country.
We're
not intentionally trying to piss people off, you know what I mean, and stir up all the masses, you know, but we're just trying to bring truth to people and helps you out, you know.
Yeah, that's really our motive, is to help individuals really find this mystery, and it is a mystery. And we need to develop this life that's inside them, unfold like that. What do they call that? That lotus flower or something?
Yep.
You know, let that just start to unfold and.
Well, here's the thing too: if we can help individuals get into their heavenly place that God purposed for them, it's a reward to us too. That's
all
our reward.
Heaven
We're
is
not
rejoicing.
Asking for money. Yeah,
We're all just, heaven is rejoicing. If you can get one person into that place,
He says there's like 10.
You get a crown on your head.
Oh, you remember that message I spoke when I was trying to keep
all the... Like the baker, you're carrying all the hats on your head.
You know? And I want to have all those crowns on my head.
Right.
So that when I stand before, I have like a tower of crowns.
Right.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
It'd be awesome.
All of us have these crowns. So jump on this word. I want my crown.
I want a crown.
I want a crown tonight.
I want my crown.
No, but that's the truth, though. I mean, it's like we're not asking for anything else. We're just asking that you open up to us and we can open up to you and pour this truth in you so that you can come into your heavenly place that God planned for you.
Nothing greater than anything else in this whole world than your testimony.
Yep. It's not you're overcome. That's how you overcome by the word of the Lord. I mean, word of your testimony.
Word of your testimony.
Exactly right.
And blood
what
of the
have
Lamb.
You overcome?
Yep. And so when you are able to establish that testimony, you can keep moving forward and keep going deeper and acquiring more riches. And when I say more riches,
more testimonies.
More testimonies.
Put your testimony together today. Yeah. What's it look like?
Is there a big fat resume? Or
look at your testimony right now. What's your testimony right now? What has happened in your life? Give us the breakdown of your life to this point.
Yeah.
And how is it?
Right.
Exactly. Are you willing to step up?
Be just bare bones.
Are you willing to help yourself?
I didn't get a flat tire today.
That's it. I mean, you got to be willing to help yourself. This takes a labor. This takes an effort.
It takes a big labor.
It really does. It takes you laying your life down.
Literally, you know now as your life in comparison to what it's going to be in the future.
Exactly right. And not pick it back up again.
And not pick it back up again, right. Because who the hell wants to pick up hell?
That's it.
I mean, seriously.
who
the hell wants to pick up hell?
Well, you know, I don't want hell.
That's a t-shirt.
Well, but you know, that's funny that you said that because you had, how many people left Israel or Egypt? How many people left Egypt?
Well, they left here, picked up their hell and left here.
Yeah.
Here.
Right. Yeah. I know. We see many come through those doors.
300,000, more than that probably, right?
So you have to ask yourself. I think we get so acquainted with that.
That's our friend.
It's our best buddy.
That becomes the peace of the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's a peace that God gives. That's beyond all worldly understanding. Then there's a peace of the world. That there's actually a peace, but it's fleeting. It lasts for a short period of time, and that's why you go to drugs. That's why you go to alcohol, because that it can only give you this peace for a certain amount of time. Then you got to fill it with something else. Right. You got to keep finding things to fill that fake peace up, and then that wears. So every time you try to fill peace up that's not real peace, it wears off, and you got to find more and more. And you're always looking for that next rush, that next high. Instead of like Jesus said, you drink this water that I give you, you're never going to thirst again. You'll never be hungry again. You'll be filled forever. You'll be satisfied and filled forever. And we all want to be satisfied and filled. I mean, if you're sick of chasing that high, trying to find that place again, let's be permanently high. Let's be permanently satisfied.
That's me. That was so.
Yeah, it's like he fills your lack.
Everything.
You know, everybody thinks they lack something. Well, you don't lack anything.
That's because they haven't found this yet.
Correct.
So they are lacking.
Correct.
Great.
You know?
And this is one of the reasons why we need to continue to keep moving forward, listening to the messages, following us, because we'll keep bringing out more and more for you to continue to study or follow.
Progress.
Whatever it is. Listen, we are on a mission to enter and go fully into the glory.
Yes.
We want you to follow us into this glory. God's not a respecter of persons.
We're inviting you today.
Yeah, we're inviting you today.
Invitation is out for everybody.
It don't cost any money either.
It just costs a choice.
That's it.
It just costs a choice. And if you're out there and you say, listen, I'm willing to go, I want to follow, please grab those tapes. Start listening. Get a foundation. Keep listening. Yep. Keep listening. Listen to them over and over and over. Go back years from now. Listen to them.
Over and over
just
and
keep,
over.
Yeah, just never keep stop. Flooding yourself with them so that you get bits and pieces. And then later, it'll all make sense.
The foundation will be built.
Yeah. See, what by doing those tapes, what's happening is it's like you're dumping out the box of puzzle pieces.
Correct.
And you just dumped out a 2,000 box puzzle piece. And as you keep listening, the box is pouring out. And as you keep listening and listening, all of a sudden the pieces get flipped over.
You start putting them together.
As you keep listening and listening,
they get put together
you get your framework done. Yep. And you keep listening, and all of a sudden they start coming together.
Yep.
And then
magically.
Yeah, magically. And before you know it, you got the picture.
All together.
Yeah, you can see. You can see.
I'm going to say this. Beauty. He's told other members here, as well as myself, just keep listening. Mm-hmm. It might not make sense in the very beginning. It might be very confusing, but just keep listening, and one day it's all going to click.
Yep.
One day it's all, and you're going to be like, oh my God, bang, and all of a sudden it's over.
Yep. And we actually saw the fruit of that. We knew a couple of individuals that were in here, and we were like, I don't know if I'm thick-headed or
one guy almost left.
Yeah.
And he stuck it out, and now he's a leader in here.
Yep.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, boom. And he's like, oh, my God.
Yep.
I can see the whole thing
now.
Yep.
I can't believe it. This is wonderful.
He didn't understand a word in the beginning. Not a word. He was so – he would call me and be like, I'm done. I'm like, no, you're not done. Just hang in. You're almost there. I'm done. You're not done. Just hang out. All of a sudden, bang, I'm so glad I didn't quit. I'm so glad I didn't leave. And now he's the happiest person in the world. His marriage is incredible. His children's lives are incredible. His finances are in order. Everything is blessed because he stuck it out.
Yep.
He could have left.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's going to be a little battle in the beginning. But once you break through that barrier, it's over.
Yeah.
We cannot go back. We have broken through the barrier, and we ain't going back. We have overcome, and we're never going to stop.
Well, the reason why we can't go back is because there's no life after this.
We broke the barrier. Is broke.
There's no life.
There's nothing behind us.
There's nothing behind us.
Just space.
We know there's nothing else.
There's black space.
Yeah. Black space.
It's
a black hole.
We've been shot out.
Shot out into the outer space, and now behind us it's just a black hole.
There's nothing behind us.
Nothing.
I just saw it. It's just straight black. Not any stars or nothing.
Yeah. Nothing.
Ugh.
Hey, just to remind everybody too, we're headed into our summer hours with our schedule here on Wednesday nights. So we're going to let you know that we're going to be participating only on the second Wednesday of each month through the summer.
And these are summer hours, unfortunately.
Yes. Because time will change back.
The time will change back in the fall when the kids start.
People are on vacation. Kids are home from school. It's tough to coordinate everything. So time for a little break for everybody.
So our next session will be June 13th. That's the next Wednesday that comes up.
But we will be
every Sunday. Every Sunday we're
still
here.
Logging on. So we will have messages every
Just
Sunday.
Just Wednesday nights.
And we'll have a Wednesday night like this every second Wednesday
of the month.
Yeah, of the month. So the next one will be June
13th.
June 13th.
Yep.
So thank you, everyone. Stay tuned, and we will see you then. And have a happy, happy, joyful summer.
Yep.
Enjoy it. Because I'll tell you, we just got over a horrible winter, and it's like cabin fever, and we just broke out to some nice weather, and we're going nuts. We're like, I want more. So we're like up at the crack of dawn until the sun goes down at like 8 o'clock now, and soon it'll be 9.